Let's talk about our nonprofit navigation segment, this topic on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, esteemed guests and topics. Here we are, Tori Martin, appreciate you, Director of Communications and Engagement, always out and about. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thanks for you. Dr. Juan Olivares, Distinguished Scholar in Residence for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Thank you for this new hat that you wear.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate that. We're going to talk about you, a new role, and more, joining the Johnson Center as the Distinguished Scholar in Residence for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. So now you bleed blue as a Laker.
That's right. That's right.
Thank
I'm getting
you
around.
For you. Certainly, I want to talk about your stranger to our community, recently retired as president of Aquinas, previous roles, president and CEO of Grand Rapids Community College, president and CEO of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. And I always like to ask, what do you like to do for fun?
I run a lot.
Well, you have that in common.
Say, let's step up to the starting line. Yeah, it can help with some mental release in a good way. All right, let's do the formal conversation. Tori and Juan, you are here to talk about Juan's new position with the Johnson Center. So before we even do that, Tori, remind me of the center doing such good work in our area in general.
Yes, absolutely. So the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, where we all also bleed blue as Lakers, we do a lot of work in communities with nonprofits in the area, as well as foundations and grant makers looking for opportunities to help capacity building in our nonprofit sector writ large. So we have a variety of, you know, webinars. We do a podcast with our friends here at WGVU on philanthropy, and we're looking to get into a new area of work, you know, which is, of course, integral to everything we do, but to put a special emphasis on this work in diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is why we have asked Juan to join us on this.
Juan, let's talk about your work. What will you be doing in layman's terms?
Well, I think the reason I came over here was because there's a lot of interest in this area. And so I will be researching, listening to a lot of folks in this space, doing work in the community, convening thought leaders in terms of what we need in diversity, equity, and inclusion in the nonprofit sector and in our community specifically.
Again, certainly starting strong, appointed for a 3-year term with the Johnson Center. And I trust, and as we near the end of our conversation, finding out where you'll be will be important so that we can share our ideas with you. Tori, how does this new position fit into the overall work of the Johnson Center?
So we are very excited to have Juan join us as sort of our first resident in philanthropy as part of an expanding program we're going to be working on to bring in experts, scholars from the field who have really long-term deep knowledge of the workings of philanthropy and what kind of national conversations have been long-term of, you know, this is a new day in philanthropy. We're headed towards a $59 trillion wealth transfer for families who are givers. There's a lot going on. There's many social justice movements that are gaining strength, new giving vehicles like crowd fundraising and giving circles that are on the rise. And we are looking to friends like Juan and others who are long-term practitioners and have deep knowledge about community building, about nonprofit work, to help us kind of make sense of some of these issues and help philanthropy chart a way forward. So and I really love this notion that in speaking with Juan previously about this, he said, we really want to make these principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion more than an agenda item, more than something that you remember to talk about, but something that's really integral to all of our work, that is a living expression of how we do what we do. And that's really what we're looking forward to building. You know, what does that look like to make these really core to the work rather than something you have to remember to add on?
Thank you for that. Juan, from where did the idea for this position come? Let's talk about this.
Well, some local folks in the philanthropy field have noticed that we need a little deeper dive in this topic. There's a lot going on nationally, in the state, and even locally. And so what? Where is it going? Where does it lead? Our communities are becoming much more diverse. And it will continue. There are a lot of facts that give us pause in terms of what's going on and who's making decisions, who's benefiting. Are we including everyone in our conversations, but more importantly in decision-making in terms of where resources go? And so it's really important for us and in the community that we live in here in Grand Rapids and in this region, there's always been attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so we want to study it a little bit deeper. We want to influence the advancement of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we reference those all in one breath, but they are very distinct and a lot to do in every one of those areas. And so the leaders who have come forward and said, we need to learn more and perhaps bring some of those practices closer to home and maybe do better than what we're doing. And so it's been funded for the three-year realm, and we hope to do a lot of interactive work with our community and eventually be able to apply some of what we're learning into some of the real initiatives that are going on to see if we can do better.
Nonprofit Navigation, a segment that puts a spotlight on the happenings of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, especially today, a new position at the Johnson Center on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Dr. Juan Olivares, Distinguished Scholar, Tori Martin, Director of Communications and Engagement. Juan, will your work really be happening in Grand Rapids, or is it all over?
Well, we wanted to be right here in Grand Rapids. Okay. We obviously have to reach out and learn from others and engage and even share some of our findings with others. But the idea here is to actually do some practical applied research and to actually work with our community to make a difference. And so we will be learning from others. We will be sharing what we learn, but we wanted to have a local focus. And that was my interest, having been in the community for so long.
Tapping into that talent pipeline as part of the project, yes?
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of work going on with talent, and especially in our sector of nonprofits and philanthropy. And also this notion of inclusive growth. We have great growth in our community, wonderful things happening. Is everybody benefiting from that growth? And so as we look at this inclusive community development and who's benefiting is a very good example of why we're doing this work, to make sure that we're using everybody's talents, what everybody brings to the table, because really a community takes everyone to make it thrive, to be sustainable, and to eliminate a lot of the things that go on that we don't want in our communities.
Before that, Tori?
Absolutely. We are really looking at this kind of notion that, you know, I'm always struck by the idea that only about 20% of nonprofit CEOs are people of color, and that number has been static for over two decades. And this speaks really to what Juan's been saying about who's making decisions. It's not just about the conversations that are being had, although, of course, that's key, but really making sure that the voices of those that nonprofits serve are at the table making decisions about how they are served, what they really need, and how that is expressed through our various community engagements, how business and government and nonprofits all work together to cause change and build inclusive growth. It's really about making sure that everyone's at the table, and how do we make sure that those tables happen.
And it's imperative, Shelley, because our community is getting more diverse. And we need to be involving young people, especially in the work that's going on in the community to help shape our community, because they will be the ones that will be in leadership positions in the future. So this talent pipeline is a very serious thing for our community, very critical that we be inclusive and we bring in a diverse group.
What do you ask from the community in closing?
Information, best practices, where a difference is being made in terms of progress, whether it's in early childhood or in getting people to work, neighborhoods, food issues in terms of providing food. You know, where are these good practices around the community that we want to know about and track and bring in information? The great thing about being at the Johnson Center through Grand Valley is that we're a learning institution, an educational institution, and it'll be prime for us to be able to disseminate information, to do training, also influence the students at Grand Valley. We want to involve them as they are in their programs out in the community and in public service.
Nice. Thank you for that, Dr. Olivares. Tori, are there other resources we should be made aware of here?
Always. You can find all of our upcoming workshops and our free Brown Bag Lunch and Learn series, which we'll pick back up in August, September, getting kicked off for the new school year, although I can't believe we're talking about new school years already. Let's not. But you can find all of that always at johnsoncenter.org, and that's a great place to also get in touch with Juan or with myself or with anyone at the Johnson Center who you'd like to reach out to with ideas, questions. We doors always open, so we look forward to that.
You run in the rain, Juan? You a rain runner?
I don't like it, but I do.
Okay, well, you gotta get her in.
Some days I have to.
Thank you.
Might not
this.
Be able to avoid it today.
That's right. Good. Juan and Tori, thank you on behalf of your new position at the Johnson Center on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Tori, directing communications as well. Take care. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.